meeting in Geneva, Switzerland, which USA has banned. 10, a document condemning the treatment of tens of thousands of U.S. political prisoners. Yes, U.S. political prisoners. They gave it in the most biting words, the most biting terms possible. You couldn't have made it any stronger. Now, how many of the black lawyers that included, I do not know. Many black lawyers that I knew in San Francisco were too timid to even join their own legal organization. But we're glad for that attack. Congolese celebrate the anniversary of their revolution despite the attempted coup that was engineered by U.S. imperialism and her lackeys. 1969, the Congo Labor Party was established, and it's still, we're glad to say, at the end of the day, in the hands of socialism. Special committee has been set up to study the explosion in Beirut by the United Nations, in that there is not clear evidence of all the Israeli government involvement. But as I told you, there is thought that Begin has his own Watergate committee, his own plumbers responsible to him, of extreme Zionists who used rightist elements of Syria to bring about this horrible massacre that killed now what amounts to nearly 100 children, well over 200 innocent mothers, grandparents. Fortunately, no leader of the patriotic PLO, the Liberation Front of the Near East, but imagine how they feel coming home to no family, their wives and their children all wiped out. In Hanoi, again, hundreds of Chinese attacked the border stations at the Vietnamese border, at the northern border between Vietnam, the unified, which is Vietnam as a Soviet ally. Why this is being done is only speculative on the part of this commentator, is to try to get a conflict established, because USA has brought some of its nuclear fleets into this Southeast Asian waters, and it's a place where you could have confrontation. China's arranging that in Europe. China is certainly engineering that in Africa and aiding and abetting it in the Near East, because China is very strongly pro-Arab and against Israel. It will not recognize Israel, is not for a peaceful settlement of the Israeli solution. So China is clearly not in the pocket of U.S. capitalism, as some U.S. press tries to clearly state. Japan and Chinese rapprochement from a Moscow view includes the anti-Soviet clause, and the Soviets say we are going on with our policies of defense, and now we will include in that defense posture capabilities of dealing with Japan on any scale they want to escalate or step up the war to. Locust attack in central Ethiopia will destroy crops in the west region. However, in a vast region. However, Radio Moscow says that they have been sending special kinds of insecticides and other methods of control to try to pale the amount of death that will be brought about by this hideous act. This, we do not know. We do not know how much effect it's going to have. We just don't know how much effect it's going to have. But Radio Moscow is confident they can cut the numbers of dead and dying clearly in half. That's what they said, clearly in half. Anyway, we shall continue now with the news. USSR are establishing one-month workers' holidays as of the new Soviet Constitution. 25 million citizens have been rehoused in USSR in the last year. The rent, as I said, now is as low as zero, The norm is 3%, and nothing is higher still than 5%. They have even been acknowledged by the world capitalists as having the best, most advanced, and most productive housing schemes in the world. Soviet orbiting station, one day rest for cosmonauts while they were talking with their family and friends by closed-circuit television. Anyway, the Soviet orbiting station, there's no more news on what their heat system is, an infrared system. This system, as was pointed out in the People's Rally, can hone in on industries, anything that emits heat, and wipe them out if nuclear war was inevitable. And the Soviets, as shown in that film, The Bombing of Dresden, are humane people who don't bomb people, who didn't do any massacres of people or assaults on people. If you look clearly, you saw the ones that were doing the assaults were people in U.S. uniforms. Ukraine, no Caucasus, in the Northern Caucasus, they found very good grain growing. Through new methods of fertilization, they are getting grain to grow in that area which had not formerly been a productive region. Even in areas of cold Siberia, the government buys untold grain at controlled prices from the farmers. They will not have to import any grain in spite of what has been called by many opinions in the socialist world, CIA efforts at geophysical warfare, weather modification. It has not affected at all the Soviet harvest of this year. There will now be guaranteed, as I said, 30 days of rest per year for all Soviet citizens. 5,000 new rest houses in their beautiful southern zone in the Crimea Sea, around the Black Sea, where there's the weather much like Florida, the lower part of Miami, have been provided for people to vacation free. That is a guarantee of the trade unions and the Soviet government. The World Conference Against Racism in Geneva, the main thrust of the rights of the peoples of Russia, free development of all nationalities. That was a Soviet statement before that World Conference that USA refused to go to. They clearly showed the equality of citizens, said Finnish radio, that exists in the Soviet Union and guaranteed by law. They went into great details of their in great and new idealistic Soviet constitution that proclaims equality against racial, national discrimination, and any invasion of privacy. They are calling for an anti-apartheid policy against Rhodesia, South Africa, and Namibia. The Soviet Union, before the World United Nations Conference and World Court International Conference in Geneva against racism, pledged that they would not stop until those nations were free. Let us see, I want to be sure we have all of the news. Yes. Conference on Rhodesia with USA and Britain. They want to consolidate the position of the Western parties because the Foreign Secretary of USA, of Britain rather, England, is highly dissatisfied with the role of the U.S. government that has lifted the ban on economic and military aid to that white racist government of Ian Smith in Rhodesia, or what we proudly call Zimbabwe. So they're trying to get their act together. Army and police set up. Free elections doubtful if nothing is done to change discrimination, said the Foreign Secretary of England, much to the chagrin of his own Labour Party. He may be getting himself built up to be fired. And also it was condemned by the U.S. government. Weapons from NATO arsenals to use against indigenous populations, says Radio Moscow, have already been shipped. The neutron bomb is there. This act of war provocation will be met by the full Soviet might, says USSR. They did not elaborate. NATO armed intervention planned in Rhodesia. Even that was admitted by the Voice of Sweden. The people of Zimbabwe do not want and will not stand for limited reform, said the Patriotic Front of Zimbabwe or Rhodesia under the leadership of Joshua Nkomo, Nationalist, and Robert Mugabe, Marxist-Leninist. The National Convention of Black Lawyers Conference, covered by Radio Moscow, said that it was quite different than tens of thousands. Said the Black Lawyers Conference passed a resolution that was spearheaded by the leadership of the Black Conference that millions are being persecuted in the United States for their political views alone. And that includes the Wilmington 10 and the Harrises. The Black Lawyers attacked USA dual treatment, hypocritical double standard treatment in getting right sentence for Patricia Hearst, while the Harrises have no assurances that their young couple, married couple, will ever get out of jail. The Black Lawyers condemn USA as a scheme, a system based on racism and class oppression. They've documented torture and murder in the Marion prison of Illinois. They further carried out what the prisoners of the former officers who had left USA to live in Europe told Radio Moscow, that in 37 states, torture is conducted against black prisoners, and that there have been an elimination consistently of black and Indian prisoners and political prisoners, even though they were white, and no one knew the difference. They were just listed as missing persons. They name as the two most notorious prisons practicing extermination and genocide and torture of blacks and Indians and minorities as Marion Prison, Illinois, and Mackinac Prison in Maryland. Not the South, but the North. Also, they clearly state that the Pentagon and CIA have for years conducted experiments on blacks, Indians, and Asians and political prisoners that were white for years, just like they conduct experiments on monkeys or a common rat or guinea pig. One chap by the name of Estrada presented volumes of terrorism at the Black Lawyers Convention. The Black Lawyers have called for a unity of all lawyers of minority classes. And this is the first time in the history of USA that any black group has done this. One lawyer by the name of Estrada presented volumes and volumes of terrorism that has been practiced against the Chicano, the Mexican people in USA. The systematic violation of human rights was presented in a protocol document to the United Nations. It is strange if you don't believe that there is a lack of freedom or censorship in USA. Why is it that the Voice of America did not mention one word of this prestigious convention of black lawyers? Still, it's too little and too late. They didn't want to help us. I appeal to this very group, but maybe now they might be a good group to visit here and be able to see why they need such a place as this. Soviet students, job placement agencies. There are three job choices for every Soviet citizen now. No one has been without a job for 50 years. It's a constitutional guarantee. Enrollment and jobs in all Soviet societies in Eastern Europe, the Socialist Alliance and the Warsaw Pact, there are many openings for jobs, and they're appealing to some of the jobless from Europe to migrate to the Soviet Union because of labor shortage. Specialists are needed everywhere because the Soviet Union are sending medical doctors, technicians, scientists all over in Africa and other nations that are becoming liberated. So this shows the difference between how socialists provide for their people as opposed to capitalists. A worker is immune to dismissal by management. No management, no supervisor can dismiss a worker. It has to be by consensus with the trade union. And they say that the unions don't have freedom in Russia. And he's immune to dismissal for 3 years. Provides plenty of time to learn. He cannot be dismissed even by his peers in the trade union by the Soviet constitutional law until he has had 3 years on the job. Well, I think that briefly covers, if not briefly, at least it covers, the news of the day. Trade unions in the Soviet Union, as you know, are the largest public organization in the USSR, and they have complete autonomy from any interference with government. But their goals coincide exactly with the government, because the government of the Soviet Union are the people, said Radio Moscow. There are 121 million members in the trade unions in the Soviet Union. Thus ends the reading of the news. Let's gather under the pavilion for the showing of the movie, which we need to see. Hiroshima, there you can see what a bomb did 33 years ago. The bomb, even according to that film that they had at that time, was 2,500 times stronger than that bomb. Now, it's 7,500 times stronger than the bomb you will see and the damage it did in Hiroshima. It's only a brief film on Hiroshima, then we'll go into the parallax view. Much love. Gather under the pavilion, everyone.
Gene Shaken, please come to the radio room. Gene Shaken, to the radio room. Gene Shaken, please come to the radio room. Gene Shaken.